do you think anyone's ever gone into surgery and they've woken up with their cock cut off?
Yeah, I had a sketch I wrote where it's like a guy gets into a car accident and he like wakes up in the hospital and he's got bandages all over his face. And they like, he's like, what happened? They're like, you were in a really bad accident, but don't worry. We're able to reconstruct your face. And he's all nervous and they take the bandages off. And his nose looks like kind of weird, but it's like mostly fine. He's like, what happened? They're like, yeah, your nose was completely severed and we were able to reconstruct it. And he's like, that looks pretty good. They're like, yeah, we removed your penis and used that to to make your nose. And he's like, wait, what?
What?
Yeah. And then, you know, he's like, they've cut his dick off and he's like freaking out.
Yeah, of course.
And he's like, no, put it back. And they're like, we can't. We turned it into a nose.
It's a nose.
It's a nose now.
Now you're going to, you want to smell pussy while you're inside it, pal?
What the fuck did you think we're going to do? Let you walk around without a nose?
Looking like the fucking Red Skull?
Yeah. No, no chance. We had to cut your dick off.
God, that would be horrible.
Yeah, it would be horrible. Sort of a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Dude, it's just like that movie. I mean, we are cutting dicks. We are cutting dicks.
That's my. I'm like a guy who's never seen Nightmare Before Christmas. Because I got comedians started saying Sophie's Choice and then I've seen the movie.
Right.
Like, that's a real Sophie's Choice.
So is it?
I know I've complained about that
before.
Or is it
a regular choice?
It's just a choice. You're describing.
You're describing
a choice.
Having to choose between two things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real Sophie's Choice. Okay, your time's up. Go home. Go leave New York.
I got a Sophie's Choice for you. Mm-hmm. My dick or my balls?
My dick or my balls? The choice is yours. The choice is yours. Yeah, just a guy waking up in the saw room. And there's like a hole in the guy's the guy's dick. His cock
is two separate glory holes.
Yeah, it's just
one for his dick and a smaller one underneath for his balls.
Yeah. Live or die.
Live or die.
Yeah.
You have to juice my dick or my balls.
You have to
To do what to them? You suck with one. I guess your balls. I guess if I have to suck one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do a show. I had an idea I sent to a couple of people. But remember the old NWO logo?
Mm-hmm.
So it's shit.
Of course, dude. The wolf. I was a red NWO guy, of course. What were you, a Hollywood Hogan type guy?
No, not really. I didn't actually give a shit.
Wow. Fucking loser, dude.
Yeah. So.
Too busy fucking being retarded.
Yeah, being retarded. But just to do a shirt like that.
That's good. Yeah. You want to describe it or should I?
Yeah, so it's the NWO logo, but then outside of the box after the NWO, there's the letters R and then D.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's going to sell big time. And people are going to be so excited when they buy it, and then they're going to get it and be like, wait, where the fuck am I wearing
this?
Yeah,
they're just getting beaten up immediately.
Damn, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's a real Nightmare Before Christmas.
Dude, wearing that shirt would be a real Nightmare Before Christmas.
That would be a real Nightmare Before Christmas to have to deal with.
Just someone who thinks, just using the word nightmare. Throwing Before Christmas for some reason. Dude, I was at the fucking MVA, dude.
Dude,
took me 4 hours. Real Nightmare Before Christmas over
real
there.
Real Nightmare Before Christmas. Grocery stores are fucking packed because it's coronavirus, man. It's a real goddamn nightmare.
Fucking Nightmare Before
Nightmare
Christmas,
Before
bro.
Christmas.
Call me fucking Jack Skellington because that shit was a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Call me Jack Penis Taster.
Okay.
Because it was real jingle all the way.
Call me Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Call me Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yep. Please call me that.
Okay. I guess I will. Yeah. Sorry to hear about the grocery stores, I guess.
Sorry about your penis getting cut off in that machine.
Which machine?
I don't know. That's the story. This version, it's the story the guy told.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
What do they do? They kidnap Santa in that movie?
They kidnap Santa. We're going to fuck him.
My son wants me to fuck Santa.
There's a law that says if you fuck Santa, you become him. I'm going to fuck Santa Claus. I'm going to fuck and become Santa.
Shit. Not if I can fuck him first.
Yeah.
That's Sinbad.
Yeah.
Oh, who's also Sinbad, trying to fuck
he's in that movie?
I believe so. Or it's maybe a different black guy and I'm outing myself as an Adam-style racist.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Yeah, Adam does do a lot of Adam-style racism. Mm,
oh, yeah.
Sure.
They're nice in a threatening way, almost.
Well, the South doesn't have... I mean, I guess they probably do somewhere, but it, like... You know, I mean, the scariest rednecks are the ones from, like, upstate New York or central PA.
Yeah.
They're not, like...
Even the ones in Maryland, dude, we had our fair share of fucked up...
Western Maryland rednecks
are... Brutal.
Nightmares.
One of the... Yeah, terrible.
Real nightmare before Christmas situation out there.
If I get stuck in fucking Westminster, dude...
Yeah, Cecil County.
Cecil.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nightmare before Christmas.
They're all mad because they have a girl's name as their county.
That's just... Mm-hmm. It's Cecil County.
Actually.